You know, Kendra, just to give you a little background on how this came about, one of the representatives from the radio station came over to talk to me one time. We did a little brainstorming as to how we could generate some funds for this particular program mm-hmm. for South Central Community Action Agency and the needy children of the area. And we have done a kind of a similar program in a couple of other communities that we serve. As your listeners may know, I own the McDonald's from Mountain Home to Burley and everywhere in between, so to speak. And so we've had some experience in some of these other communities doing some fundraisers also, and we've adapted one of them called McTeacher's Night. We thought that we could adapt that concept to this kind of a program and turn it into a McCash for Kids. And what we've done is we've extended it for an additional hour, going from 5 until 8.
Yay.
And what we are doing is for the first $2,000 that is generated in gross sales in each of the restaurants, we will donate 15% of those proceeds. Anything in excess of $2,000 at each store, we will donate 20% of that excess. So the potential is there to raise a pretty substantial amount of money for the program here with the South Central Community Action Agency and hopefully buy more and more supplies for the kids. The matter is... you know, some of your listeners may think that's a kind of a stretch goal. Well, fact is, at the Mountain Home stores, for example, we've had a few record hours in the area of $1,500, $1,600, and $1,700 in a given hour.
Wow.
Now, granted, you know, those kids at those schools were out there getting all of their parents, their grandparents, their friends, their aunts, uncles, and teachers were doing the same and drumming up support from the community to come help their respective cause at their store. So that's certainly what we would like you to do with your listeners, get them to come out and support you and your station and one of our restaurants and that's convenient for them to stop at and generate those kinds of funds for this kind of a program.
I think he challenged me. I think he challenged all of you.
We
did
know,
it very slickly.
We know, Kendra, that the Buell store is going to
win.
I expect big things from you now.
Okay. No pressure, people. Okay, so the deal is all the Magic Valley McDonald's are participating, but I don't know if y'all know this about me, but I like to win. I love to win, and people in radio were very competitive, but I'd like to think that the snake listeners are the most competitive, so, excuse me, we're going to kick some ass, okay? So the snake is actually going to be out at the McDonald's in Buell that's on Highway 30, okay? So who cares about the other McDonald's? Come to the one in Buell. You're going to hang out with me. I'll give you some free high fives. We can maybe see how many Big Macs we could eat. No, I don't know. If you barf, it's okay, as long as you actually pay for it. We'll do that outside. Sorry, my listeners like to have fun. So August 14th, between 5 and 8 p.m., we can raise the most money for the Magic Valley. Just come to the McDonald's in Buell, Highway 30.